Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. You so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side. You so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah, just me and my chick. Yeah, she give me eggs.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one. This is your boy, Ra One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight, I'm going to do the same thing, right? I have some amazing guests that's coming on tonight. And we're going to talk about something that I love, the champion when they come out here, and that's financial freedom. You know, I like to make sure that people get the information that they need to keep moving, because right now, emotionally, the world is all upside down because they're looking for somebody outside of them to help them. And in life, that's just not the way it go. You know, of course, I know that there's been a bunch of different things that's been indoctrinated into us to make us feel like, you know, everything that's going to save us is coming from outside of us, you know, which allows us to put the blame on other things and also not to really reach deep down inside to do what you know is right to do. And that's to think outside the box and not be so programmed into thinking that the hamster wheel is the only wheel for you. Right. All right. So before we get into that, and I do too much, you know what I mean? Let me always give my shout out to all the people that download the audio version of this platform, because you guys are the real MVP. I say this every week. It's one thing for people to look at you or want to see what you got going on, but it's another thing for people take value in what you're saying in the conversations that you having enough for them to download your audio version. So thank y'all. The ones on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everywhere that you guys stream audio versions of platforms, I'm there and y'all there with me, and I appreciate that. And all my guests, I know they do. Whether they able to tell y'all or not, I know they do, because the information that we always give the people that comes on this platform, to the people that pay attention, you know, they find value in it, and they'll reach out to me later on and they'll say certain things that let me know that we're doing the right thing over on Sparking Conversation. So shout out to y'all. Y'all know the vibe, man. Double shout out to y'all. All right, so we got to get into the people that help push this thing along. So y'all know that we got to give it up to Java Burn. If you guys are out there, y'all know for all the coffee drinks out there, you need a little extra pep in your step. You know what I mean? To keep you moving and to keep you going as well as burning calories. Y'all know to click the link in the description for Java Burn. Make sure y'all check them out. All right. So Aroma Air for all the oil sprays. For all the people out there that like to smell good, but the oil, you know, the alcohol versions of platforms, they really bother you a little bit, right? So it's a thing that they have out there called oil-based perfume cologne for all the people that, you know, whatever way you want to call it, but it's made out of aloe oil, right? So if you guys are into that, boom, y'all make sure y'all check them out, check the links, and, you know, just figure it out. And for me, if you guys want to, you know, support the platform, you want a Spark and Commentation t-shirt, y'all know what to do. Click the link in the bio, and you guys can click on the tab that says merch and go to the link. Follow the link, check out what we got going on, and support your boy. I definitely appreciate that, all right? So, before I bring my guests up, y'all know what I do. I got to give y'all this, man, what we do each and every week, because it's a lot going on out here, all right? It's a lot going on. Oh, and I wanted to make sure that all of y'all that are watching right now, shout out to everybody that's giving the comments already. The comments will be wide open tonight. If you got questions, make sure y'all be willing to ask those questions, all right? We want to make sure we leave no stone unturned when it comes to the information that you guys are going to get tonight. I bet. But before we get into that, we got to talk about the week. Listen, y'all, what we doing out here? All right. I already know everybody is so upset because they feel like you can't think for yourself, right? They want everybody that is a certain color to think the same way. I don't know what that means because, you know, in our life, I realized that, you know, common sense ain't really common. It's really not. And for the most part, there's nothing in me that's making me understand why people are out here burning down cars, right? Especially not cars that people already purchased. All right. And then you go into dealerships and you burn down cars. Now, all this is because you're saying that you don't believe what somebody else is doing. I don't understand that, right? I don't understand the mentality that we still walking around here upset at what somebody else is not doing for us. And I only say us because it's not based on a color. This is based on, you know, who you are as a person, where you are mentally, and where you are financially. The problem with all of these boycotts and all these other things, I say this a lot. The reason why they don't really, it's not really something that we should be doing is because it keeps proving that we're nothing but spenders. That's all we do. We're not the investors. We're not the people that own anything in order to give other people the opportunity to not even be in these places. So we're not running around here worried about where we're going to spend our money. We wouldn't have to think about that if we had our own things to spend our money on. You know what I thought about? I think about so many people who have their own clothing line, but yet still, you know, we don't own the cotton. Now, how can we be descendants of people that used to walk out here and pick cotton for free, not realize the importance of cotton enough for us not to know that why we don't own land and we don't grow cotton? And the clothes that we wear is all made out of cotton. Why haven't we thought that far? You know, I think so much about how we're wrapped up in our emotions so much based on racism and all these other things that we don't even take the time to think. And that's why I'm so thankful for tonight's guest, because tonight's guest, what they specialize in is the futures and the commodities area, right? And we understand what commodities are, right? Now, hopefully y'all do. If y'all don't, tonight we're going to learn about it, right? But the commodities are the things that, you know, that they move around out here, whether it's steel, whether it's iron, whether it's copper, right? And you know, we talk about things like pork, and beef and chicken and all these other things, eggs, you know what I'm saying? Like all the stuff that was going on out here, like all of these things are considered commodities. And you know, how many of y'all know that there's an opportunity for you to even make money in those particular spaces? A lot of people don't know that. And the reason why a lot of people don't know that is because that's not the investigation they do. When they get on these phones or these smartphones and everything else, the investigation that they do is about somebody else's business instead of their own, right? And in your own business, you will be one of the people that understand, listen, if there's people out here trying to find waste, fraud, and all these other things that's going on in the government, remember, you shouldn't be upset about that or not. Like, that don't even make sense to me. Like, if a person is telling you somebody is robbing you, you mad at the person telling you that you're getting robbed and you don't want to believe it, fine. I don't care what you believe. My thing is that why are we stuck in the mentality that we still want to be in a place where somebody got to give us something? That's what I'm talking about. Why are we still there? Why are we still in a place where that's what we're doing? And then it's so stupid because what's the irony of it all? Y'all out here burning down electric vehicles, but then out in the streets doing the electric slide? Now, is like, what we doing out here, yo? Like, seriously, like, I don't understand. Emotions is one thing that we got to learn to control, because out of all the things in our life, that's the one thing that could keep us in a place of shortness of everything, shortness of life, shortness of opportunities, shortness of the way that people talk to you and their attitudes, and it all responds, and it's all based on your emotions, not being able to control your emotions and think logically. Now, I understand everybody's getting out here somewhere on April 5th and y'all going to jump out the window. I want y'all to know, man, like, y'all jumping out the window by yourself. This is not where we supposed to be. There's, as people who supposed to be descendants of people who built this place for free, there's no way that we should be siding with one or the other. Like, there's no way. You know what I mean? Because history's shown us that as much as we claim Democrat, the Republicans were the ones that signed all the civil rights bills. The Republicans are the ones that, I mean, I don't want to get into a history lesson right now. All I want y'all to do is understand.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And that emotions is not who is the one thing that should keep us always in a place of, you know, that gives us action, is because of our emotions. But tonight we're gonna change the channel, right? Because what I want y'all to do is I want y'all to keep your minds open to the things that we can do to help us move forward in life. And even me, I'm here to learn tonight. No matter how much I think I know, I don't know enough. So tonight we're going to do that. So let's check the comments real quick before I bring my guest up. So Meg, what's going on? How you doing out there? Double shout out to you. I definitely appreciate you on the check-in. Super shout out to Meg. Meg is one of those people that's been helping impacted families. You know, I've been having a lot of impacted families on my platform, mothers and fathers, but mostly parents that have lost their children or loved ones due to the circumstances that's just not cool, whether by the hands of police, unarmed civilians too, and or whether it's been around the neighborhood. Like, that's just as important as what goes on in that makes things popular, right? Is that the things that go on in the neighborhoods that we live in. It's too many people that share the same story, but tragically, your story ends because of another person in the same scenario as you. In a place where we should have more understanding if we all in the same place, right? I mean, common sense ain't that common, I'm telling you. But double shout out to Meg, man, because she's one of those people that jump out there on the front lines for people, helping people to get sentences reduced, helping people to get acknowledged when they're being untreated unfairly in the prison system, for people who've been locked up wrongly. And not only that, for the parents who have lost their children. And some parents, that was their only child. And it's crazy out here how these things happen and statutes of limitations and all these other things. So double shout out to Meg Keller. I always want to make sure when you're on the check-in to give you a shout out, because you do a lot for people and their families. And that's why I say this thing about color. We got to get out of this place about color and skin color and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I guess that's another story. I'll get into that another time. But right now, I'm about to bring up my guests, because I have two guests Right. And yeah, they coming with that info, y'all. And that's what I'm talking about. And it's going to be super fly. So I want all of y'all that's watching tonight, make sure if you're watching me for the first time on YouTube, make sure y'all subscribe, right? And hit that that notification button so you guys will know when we go on. Because each and every week, like I said, I talk to the world's most interesting people. I bet. So let me bring my guests up real quick so we can chop it up because it's going down tonight. I promise y'all. Get your pens and pads out. All right. Or don't get your pen and pads out. Just all you got to do is just, you know, watch the playback. All right. And get what you need to get because it's going down tonight. I want y'all to know the class is in session. Let's see. We got Dr. Melba and we got Barbara in the building. What's going on, y'all?
Everything's going really well, Richie. It's good to be with you tonight.
Thank you. All right. Me and Barb, we've been talking for a couple of weeks now. She's been getting me prepared for tonight's show making sure that we have the most meaningful conversation that we can have because I think it's so very important that the people watching now and the people that's going to watch this playback get this information, right? So without further ado, each one of y'all in a particular order, please introduce yourself to the audience and let them know why you're on the platform this evening, please.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Dr. Mel Henderson, and by profession, I am a dentist and a general dentist. And I've been in dentistry for over 40 years and started as a dental hygienist, then went to school to get my doctorate degree and just commodities, futures and commodities is an area that I was invited into. I don't think it's one of those things that most people know that much about and delve into it on their own. It's more of an invitation type of a business opportunity. Even in dentistry is, I've known dentistry to be a closed environment my whole career. It's one of those things that you get invited into or it's something from your childhood. You've always wanted to be a dentist. You were like born wanting to be a dentist. And so I've found that over the years, certain professions, certain opportunities, a lot of it is by invitation. It's not something that's just so readily available to us in the marketplace. And I found for me, futures and commodities was an invitation for me into that arena.
Definitely.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Barbara Warren, and I'm the co-author of the manual that's soon to be released on April the 8th called Futures and Commodities 101. I wrote that together with Dr. Melba under the mentorship of our mentor, Delvin Wright. So we took his 30-year journey of trading and his course that he offers to everyone, and we put that in a manual. And so I have been with Delvin probably a little over 3 years now, I think, and I've loved it every step of the way. And I love helping other people learn about what I call the most important market on the planet. And that happens to be the futures and commodities market. So here I am.
Dope. And again, that's why I said tonight's conversation going to be amazing. I hope my audience really gets a lot out of it. And for the people who watch the playback, because, you know, future and commodities is not something that you hear a lot in our community. Right. And but, you know, mainly because other things get overshadowed. Right. You know, you think about people nowadays, it's the thing is to go viral. So that don't even have an age limit, right? So everybody is trying to go viral. That's their thing. They're banking on social media or content in order to be their new investment, right? In order to get a return out of. We very seldom can you get people to understand about crypto, about stocks and as well, and then even didn't even want to know about future and commodities, right? So let's do this, y'all. Let's talk a little bit about the start, because we all know that people start from somewhere. So did you guys start investing or trading in other areas before you got into the futures and commodities in order to allow you to have that discipline?
Yes, for both of us, actually, we started in Forex. And we did that during the COVID timeframe. When we were all locked up in our houses, the opportunity was there. We were invited to learn how to trade Forex. And we're like, sure, we want to learn anything besides being cooped up in a house and can't go anywhere. And so we did that. And so we were up at all hours of the night trading Forex, learning to trade Forex, because the Forex market, it's most of the times it's traded like between like 12 and 3 and 4 in the morning. You know, and that's where most people are up all night making their money. But by the time COVID was over and, well, I had to go back to seeing patients, and that's a regular 9 to 5. I couldn't stay up all night and trade. And so I put that to the side and went back, you know, taking care of patients. I don't know about Barbara's story, how she transitioned out of Forex, but I know that's what transitioned me, because I just couldn't do staying up all night and seeing patients all day. It didn't work.
Gotcha. What about you, Barb?
So when I was in Forex, I didn't do that well in Forex. And I was in another income producing opportunity. And the individual said, you know, Barbara, I know you was in Forex, you know, why don't you get on a call with a guy named Delvin Wright? He teaches people how to trade in futures and commodities. And so I was like, well, you know, I don't know. You know, he asked me again, and then he asked me a third time. And I'm like, okay, Father, I guess you wanted me to get on this call. Let me get on this call and see what it's about. And at the time, I didn't know anything about futures and commodities. So it was like, you know, I don't know what to expect. So I got on a call and I instantly was like drawn in. I've been on ever since. So wow. It blew me away. The first call blew me away. And I've been doing it ever since.
Gotcha. Because, yeah, that's the thing. It's like not being afraid to sort of get your feet wet, right, and something. Because it's the loss that people fear in most things, right? Because when you take a chance, it's just that, you know, the fight or flight kicks in. And a lot of people's subconscious always, you know, tries to put them towards the place that keeps them the safest. And, you know, learning how to do something that requires you to invest outside of saying, you know, like putting them chips down or, you know, whatever else that you're doing that is like extracurricular that you can use that for them funds to try to, you know, help, you know, change your life. So I guess let's talk about this real quick, because, you know, we're going to spend some time on future and commodities, but I think leading up to it, this is the most important part of it. Let's talk about mindset a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. What type of mindset does it take for a person to understand that it's okay to invest in yourself? Because learning how to do, whether it's Forex, whether it's stocks, crypto, future and commodities, you're really investing in yourself by investing in other things, right? So let's talk a little bit about mindset. Help me to understand what triggered the mindset that I'm going to do this, because COVID was not too long ago. So it had to be something that happened between life up until COVID versus COVID where we are now. So where's that switch coming on for y'all?
So for me, one of the things that most of us, I think, do in this lifetime is we do not harness the power of multiple streams of income. We, like you mentioned earlier, most of us have a hamster wheel that we're on, and we don't even realize we're on an hamster wheel because we've been doing it for so long. It's our comfort zone and it's a routine for us. And it's the way that we've been meeting our needs or barely meeting our needs, like some of us, you know. Right. And so it's a comfort zone. Like, we like comfort zones. And so you find in that comfort zone, you know, when you do multiple streams, you have to get out of your comfort zone and learn other things and enter other opportunities. And like you said, it's the risk and taking a chance you know, when you start venturing into multiple streams and of income and learning other things and broadening your horizons, you know, and sometimes that discomfort is difficult for a lot of us. And a lot of times we may start, stop, or just give up altogether and just stay with the hamster wheel because we're just so comfortable there. And so I think COVID shifted a lot for us. You know, during that time, a lot of people had realized that their families were more important than the hamster wheel. A lot of time during that time, people were invited into different opportunities and they had the time to take the chance and to risk. Because a lot of us ended up with discretionary funds that we didn't have to work for during COVID, and we've never had that before in America. And right. So, you know, and so it was a time where people were more open. And so after that shift took place with COVID, then there was a broadening. And so some of us never even returned to work. We stayed home with our families and started working from home into various opportunities that arose where we got off of the hamster wheel, a lot of us did, and we entered a place where we were able to shift that mindset and to entertain multiple streams of income. And so for those of us that were able to do that, we still continue to flourish and still continue to have an open mind. And for those of us that did not, we just went back to doing the okey-doke of what we're used to and enjoying that, or just putting up with just, this is what we have to do and this is the best we're going to do. And so one of the things with the Futures and Commodity 101 manual that we created was to help those that learn by reading and digesting information by reading, have an outlet where they can learn futures and commodities from that realm of understanding. Right. Because when Barbara and I were taught, we were taught on Zoom because that was the thing that took place in the shift with COVID. Everything was on Zoom, on that type of a online platform. And so on Sunday evenings, we do have a platform where everyone's pretty much invited to come and meet our mentors on Sunday evening and ask questions. There's a short class that's given that gives you a taste and a flavor of the futures and commodities market where you can really see whether, you know, this is something I have no clue about and I'm really interested. I want to learn more. And then you just keep coming on Sunday evenings and learning more and asking questions. But then there's also a manual, the Futures and Commodities 101 manual that we've created that's an adjunct and a more deeper learning for those of us that really, you know, want to have the fullness and an understanding of what the futures and commodities market is all about.
That's great. Okay. What about you, Barb? From your perspective, the mindset change, when did it switch for you?
It switched during COVID time. I believe you have to have a growth mindset. A person that has a mindset that's willing to do a diverse of things, that's a person that's going to do well. Like you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You're willing to and to see different opportunities and to capitalize on them. And so that's what I stand by. That's what I believe. I'm a person that does multiple things because I believe it's necessary to do that. Because you can have many, it's just like vehicles. When one stops running, if you got another one, you're never without. And so this market is like that for you. It's so many different markets and they all house our necessities. And just long as people is going to be on the earth, they're going to use necessities. So you'll never be without. It's that type of market. It's why it's the most important market on the planet. You take anything that's going on in the government, it doesn't matter what's happening with our government. People are going to drink coffee. They're going to want orange juice. They're going to need gas in their car. Those type of things don't ever stop. That's why it's the most important business that one can build is one that's centered around meeting needs. You'll never be without if you do that. That's the mindset that being in this market has taught me that I didn't have prior to. that I learned from being in this particular market. That's how important it is. It's important for the whole world, actually, not just for the United States, but every country.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the thing right there. You said it. I mean, both of you ladies touched on it. You know, being open to understanding it's okay to not want to think poorly. Right. And what I mean by that is that most people feel like because they have a relationship with God, that their life, as far as that is concerned, is whether it won't hinder their relationship, is to stay in the most modest place ever, where they just barely making it, barely succeeding, and anything over that, they feel like they get convicted, right? Because most people, when you talk to them about multiple streams of income, they automatically start comparing things to like the mindset of people who are rich, or thinking like you're thinking like the world, or thinking, and I'm only saying this because a lot of people are hindered from taking chances based on things that they feel like is that convicts them. And that's why I asked you ladies this question about the mindset shift, because when things happen that are unexpected, like COVID, right? And then you find yourself in a space where, you know, you have to figure out what's important in life. And some people didn't have a family when they were stuck in a house. And then there are those that did. But then there's those who were going to work or on that hamster wheel. That was their little family. You know, some people work in a place where they're not from, and they go into, you know, close to the people that they see every day, which is mostly people that go to work. So a lot of people, you know, were going through different mindset shifts during the time of COVID. But to have one like you ladies had, which was, okay, I'm in this space, it could go either way, but I'm going to think about the future. Because in that moment during COVID, everybody was scared they was going to die. If somebody sneezed, they almost completely ran across the street from them. Like, yo, don't be sneezing out here, yo. You can't. I'm not even, they be saying bless you in sign language because they don't even want to, you know what I'm saying, getting close to people when COVID was going on. So it kept people separate. It kept people in a mindset of just thinking about themselves and thinking about right now. Do you know, like there was no toilet paper. Now, imagine that. That's a commodity. So can you imagine the mindset of us who would have thought at that moment, like, hold up. Oh, my God. I need to get in on some toilet paper somewhere because, yo, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked y'all that, because I'm glad y'all said it and it's important. And I hope all the people that's watching right now, y'all get that one thing. Like, sometimes when things happen that is out of your control, the best thing for you to do is be willing to go with the flow and be willing to change. You know, something's going to force you to have to, you know, get off that hamster wheel real quick and just be like, wait, why am I running this way all the time? And I think COVID was one of those things. So, all right, let's do this, because I want to make sure that people understand what the futures and commodities market is, right? So let's break that down for them. What are futures and what are the commodities? Let's give them some examples. I want to make sure in layman's term people get it, right? Because both of you said it. It was about necessities. It's everyday necessities.
Let's start with one of the examples that our mentor, Mr. Delvin Wright. One of the questions that he asked us in our class that was a mindset shift for both Barbara and I, and he always asked this question: if you could invest in a coffee shop or you can invest in coffee, which one would you invest in?
Right. Oh, you're asking me? Because me personally, I think investing in a coffee would be the thing, because maybe I could be in more than one. The coffee would be in more than one store. So I guess that's what I would think.
Okay, and that's excellent. Because one of the things most people, because of the stock market, we think in investing in a company.
That's true.
Okay, but what we don't realize is the actual commodity, coffee. Everyone needs, not everyone, but you know, the whole world uses coffee. Okay, if you invested in a coffee shop, if something happened with an employee or there was a lawsuit, there was something, you know, just very different that happened in the marketplace and that shop didn't survive, okay, your investment is gone. All right. Investing in the actual commodity itself, coffee, it's going to be here for as long as this earth remains. There's going to be some coffee somewhere on this earth and somebody's going to be using coffee. And it's, that's the commodities market. It's the basic necessities that we use in different products. Just like corn, that's considered a commodity. Lumber, platinum, gold, silver. So there, a lot of times, like corn, you use corn for so many different things. It comes in so many different forms. But the actual corn itself is a commodity, and then you can use it in whatever form, purchase it in whatever form that you need. But the actual commodity itself, corn, is what we are trading.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And,
and it is a mindset shift, because a lot of times we think of the actual products, the businesses that use these products and bring them to the marketplace. And we want to invest in those businesses, not realizing that you can also, we're not saying don't, but multiple streams of income. You can also invest in the actual product itself, commodity, that these various businesses, like, for example, sugar, orange juice, those are all considered commodities. And I'll let Barbara go into the future side of why it's futures and commodities.
Gotcha.
So in the futures and commodities market, let's start with the stock market. You trade shares in the stock market. In crypto, you trade crypto. But in futures, you trade what's known as futures contracts. So you have buyers and sellers in the market, and they buy and sell over and over again until that contract comes to its expiration date. So that's what you're trading. And what people don't understand is why we even have the futures and commodities market. It exists to regulate prices, because if we didn't have this market, we would not be able to afford even an ear of corn, believe it or not. So it regulates our prices. I mean, the simplest things, you think eggs are high now. You have no idea how eggs would be if we didn't have this market. So that's the importance of this particular market. It houses necessities, and it's necessary for us to have. And so that's something that when you come to learn with us, you will learn the dynamics of the market itself.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, Beth. So, all right, let's break it down. So in the futures market, or in futures, it's mainly contract based, right? And right, the commodity, you're trading the contracts. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you're trading a contract, and you're trading a contract for that commodity.
Oh, for the particular commodity. That's why it's called futures and commodity.
And so
if you're taking something like coffee, and what you would do is you're trading on the contract of the coffee. Now, let me say this. So with the contract of the coffee and the person that's buying it, now, does that go to certain companies that's buying the coffee, or is that, how does that work? Because we understand that, like, let's take Starbucks, for example. I guess this is the best way for people to understand about investing in a company and investing in a commodity. So let's take Starbucks, for example. If Starbucks is getting their coffee beans from a particular, I don't know, producer, will we say? Mm-hmm. Okay, producers. All right. And then Dunkin' Donuts might be using the same producer. I'm not sure. But either way it go, in that aspect, they might have a contract with the actual producer, and then we're trading on that contract that they have with the producer every time it gets paid? Or is that sort of, or no?
So in the futures and commodities markets, there are different traders that are utilizing this futures and commodities market. There are certain traders that are actually purchasing the commodity and using it in their, like, say, for coffee, using it in a coffee shop, whether it be Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. And so they are taking a contract out. So they're locking in their price on a certain date for the future that this commodity is going to be delivered to their business for them to use it. Okay.
Gotcha.
And that's one type of a contract where you take delivery of the actual commodity product. What we are doing is we're trading the commodity and we don't take delivery. We get out of the contract before it expires and we collect our profits by the price movement in the market. As long as the price is moving, we are making money. And so that's all that we're doing. And we're doing these contracts over and over and over. We'll sell a contract, buy a contract, sell a contract, buy a contract, and just collect the profits and minimize our losses, because the way we're taught in the class is to minimize our risk and to increase our profits. And that's the whole learning process. And that's why we invite folks to come out on a Sunday night to meet our mentors and get a flavor of what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's interesting. That's exciting. I kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to be on the call on Sunday. So whenever we get done, y'all make sure I need all that information because I need to be on there.
We'll make sure you get it.
Yeah, we got to do that. So this is the thing, because I want to make sure when it comes to what we're talking about tonight, it can be considered financial advice, right? Although we're not financial advisors, right? So this is what I want to make clear to the people that are watching. I don't want you guys to take just what we're saying today and not jump on a call with them and get the, you know, all the details that you can, because I wouldn't want you guys to take this, get excited like I just did, and then jump out there and just start doing it. You know what I mean? We want to make sure that people get the right kind of education before they jump out there, because we want to minimize the risk, right? And maximize the profit, right? That's the motto, right? All right. So I know that when it comes down to, you know, these type of things, it takes a sort of an investment. It takes an amount in order for you to get out there and do that. So what do people look at as an initial investment to get started? What does that look like for most people?
Well, the good thing about this particular market is that there's room for everyone. We have a large markets, and we have what's known as mini and micro markets, where it takes a minimum an investment or amount of funds that you start your account with and you can start trading. But what we recommend people to do is to paper trade. That's what we teach people to do first. And we have a full course that we teach people. And we teach you a foundation, because when you're ready to trade, we don't want you to start trading until you're ready to trade. So we have a full course and we teach people how to paper trade. What that means is that you're trading with demo money, simulated funds, and you learn the ins and outs of the markets while doing that, versus not using any of your real funds and get in the market and you don't really know what you're doing and you lose your funds. And so I don't know any other type of business where you can learn that business for free. But in this market, you can learn how to trade just like someone that's been trading for years. You can start just like they did and learn how and hone your skills for free before you ever get with the broker and get set up and put your real funds in the account. And that's what we teach you. And that's called paper trading. And there, the markets come with different amounts to start with. the smallest market I know is Ethereum, which is a crypto. And every market has something called margin and maintenance. That would be considered like a deposit that you have to have in order to enter into that market. So you don't, it's not like a brick and mortar. You don't have a rent or mortgage or lights or those things. You can do this any time of the day or night from your phone or from your laptop. And you just have to have the required funds to enter that market and to maintain and stay in that market throughout the duration of your time that you're in the market. And so if you're wanting to know, does it take all these thousands of dollars to get started? No, it doesn't. According to your own particular budget. The least expensive margin and maintenance for a market probably is under $100 to actually trade a contract in that market. So what this market is, you're in the market with really big businesses that are commercial businesses, large speculators that move millions of dollars a second. You know, they own hundreds of thousands of contracts at one time. We're considered to be the small speculators, but we're the most important people in the market. Believe it or not, we are, because we bring the liquidity. We bring the most funds to the futures and commodities market. For the market, to be honest, run without us. Though we're considered to be small speculators, it doesn't do well without us. But we are small fish that can swim in a big sea with others, and we can, you know, earn and build a business just alongside people like Kellogg's and Nabisco and Merrill Lynch and those type of companies.
Yeah, see, that's the vibe right there, because that what I think a lot of people have lost in the mindset of with stocks too as well is that you know, there's a lot of people who spend monies in stores, right? They have their favorite group of retail places that they like to shop, but they don't invest in the stock for that actual retail space. Some people will realize that if they was investing in the stock, that they probably will be getting, you know, be able to get their products for free, just based off of if the company has a dividend or not that they pay out, you know, certain things like that. So it's the number one thing is mindset. And I think no matter how far we go with the way people get information, you gotta want to know that it's other things out there besides what you've been taught. Because they don't teach none of this stuff in school at all. And there's a lot of people who go to school for business and investing and stuff, and they get taught by people who don't invest or don't have businesses either, right? So I always like to say, when it comes to, you know, the things that people get when it comes to like Book Smart College and all that, no disrespect to anybody with a bunch of degrees and stuff, I think that's really dope, because that proves that you are a person that will finish what you start. But we also understand that these are great people who can really retain information, right? But that's the difference. It's people out here who can retain information, but they can't apply it. So that's why I think that it's about the mindset, right? Because what you guys just said, you know, long as you can think, like you said, we might be in a micro space, but it's really a huge thought process that you can really conquer this small space and, you know, make what you need to make if you can just wrap your head around learning the basics, like you said, Barb, the fundamentals. So what exchanges, is there any particular exchanges that people are gravitating to start with commodities and futures, or, you know, is that just something that comes along with the training before you actually mention exchanges? How does that work?
In order to trade in the futures and commodities market, you have to have a broker. And so there are a lot of brokers out there. We have some, you know, ones that we favor or like to use for ourselves, like TradeStation and Iron Bean. There's Interactive Broker. There's Thinkorswim. But there's many brokers that you can use. But our go-to platform that we use, that we study, that's dedicated, they provide everything for futures and commodities, is called barchart.com. If you watch any other financial channels, they have, you know, charts up, you know, going on a screen. It's primarily from barchart.com. They're like the go-to financial. Provide all the financial charts and things and fundamental and technical information for the financial arena. And so that's one particular platform that we tell people to use, because you're going to learn everything, you know, you need to know from barchart.com. And then there is the regulator itself, that, you know, any type of regulation you want to know about, that Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. That's another go-to place that we go to for regulations, because the market is heavily regulated and supervised as well. So given the type of market that it is, you can understand why. So those are the brokers that we recommend, but we don't, you know, push a broker off on anyone. But we just give you some ones that we use ourselves, that we've had a relationship with for years. And so we kind of, you know, point people in those directions.
Okay, good, good, good. Because that's important too, knowing where to go, because there are so many different things out there. You know, our phones are crazy. Like, we could be talking like right now and then your phone will pick up something. Next thing you know, you got an advertisement on your timeline for somebody random. And, you know, so it's good to have the direction and the information to get to, you know, the things that, you know, work for other people, right? Versus you just going out there going by the way things are marketed, because, you know, a lot of times the scams be marketed the most, right? People put the most money behind the scam. So that's good that you guys have go-to ones that you recommend. But also based on...
I'd like to add, also, the broker that an individual chooses has a lot to do with where they live. Because on our platform, we have people from all around the world. We have people from Canada, the Bahamas, Trinidad, London. They all come on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and we all learn together. And so depending on where you are in the world, certain brokers will give you access to their platform and certain brokers will not. So that has a lot to do with which broker that you will also choose, depending on where our listening audience is located.
Okay, so that makes sense too, right? Because it'll be different depending on where they are, which makes a lot of sense too. So that's another thing that's good to know. So yeah, so I think that, you know, a lot of people should really be able to get on this call. So how does one go about getting on a call for Sunday? Is there like a link you have to be invited, or is there like a paywall? Like, how does that work for people to be even be invited for the Sunday call?
Well, we have a website. It's called futuresandcommodities101.com. All of our social media handles are on that website. One in particular, Telegram. If you click that, it takes you right into our group where we post all of our information, our the Zoom call for Sunday nights. And I'll share the Telegram link with you. We have a Facebook group as well that people can join. But all of that is on the website, futuresandcommodities101.com. Our events, we also have an event that's going to take place this month, year three, for travel and trade retreat, where we will be together in Phoenix at the Embassy Hilton downtown Phoenix on April 24th through the 27th. Where our mentors will all be in person learning strategies and learning what we're talking about tonight, futures and commodities. This is year number three for us. So all of that information is on the website. Come out, meet us in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, this month, April 24th through the 27th. You don't want to miss it. Our manual, will be for purchase also April 8th. Coming up right around the corner. We're April 1st. It'll be available April 8th. Commodities 101, our very first edition. So you want to get that manual. The information will be on the website, futuresandcommodities101.com.
Okay, bet. Because look, I'm one, I like to learn in person. I think I do really good at that. Reading and comprehending is good too, but I like to actually learn from people as they're going through it, because sometimes in that spare moment, it'd be things that popping in that they wouldn't normally get from just reading. So I think that's dope. I want to help market and promote y'all book though, because I think it's important. I wrote a book not too long ago last year, and it was just a book about the difference between business credit and personal credit, and how you could differentiate but use both, but use one more than the other if you really use it right, and you can always protect your personal credit. So so I definitely am excited to have met you guys. I wish I would have known about this a little earlier. I actually filmed that weekend of the 24th, 25th. So yeah, that's different, because I definitely would have moved some things around had I known earlier, so I could have came out there to Arizona, because I definitely want to learn more about this market, because you guys are right. This is one of the most important markets there is, to even have information on or knowledge on, because it's all based on the necessities that people use every day. And it's the one thing that people are not understanding too. I think if people understood the commodities and the futures market, then they will understand what tariffs are and why they are important and why they're not, and how when, you know, my man came up and he would say, yo, we're going to bring all these industries back over here. So then we understand that in that case, there'll be a lot of building, there'll be a lot of hiring, there'll be a lot of this, and it'll be, you know, forced almost to the point where, you know, hopefully a lot of companies will drop their tariffs completely, and then there'll be zero on both as trade goes on. And, you know, with manufacturing being brought back over here, it'll bring a lot of things. So this is really important for people to learn at this particular point in time, because I don't think they understand just how important this would be to their future financially if they do learn this, right? Because we're at this place right now, right? Like, where tomorrow, reciprocal tariffs go into play starting tomorrow. And there are a lot of companies and a lot of businesses that are, you know, they're trying to figure it out. But like y'all said, you can figure it out all you want to as a company. You still going to move this coffee around. Starbucks is not going to be closed. You understand what I'm saying? And no matter what they got going on starting for tomorrow, they're not going to be closed. And then, so then we understand too, that's going to make American products be, you know, less expensive and cause people to want to buy more things that are made here versus the things that are coming in. So then now we can understand too the difference between how that can all work, because not only does that help learning about future and commodities, also people can get another stream of income by learning about the stock market themselves too, because then now here we go. Now we can start thinking about not only the commodity itself, but the companies as well too, right? So that's the mindset shift of learning it all. Maybe trade here, but invest in other places. Although all places that they, you know, that they do this in is a space for trading at, but, you know, if you could really be good at a certain space and you can stay in there, then, you know, move some money around and do some other things and let them bring their friends back. That's how I feel about money. I think money is the one person you're supposed to send out that's supposed to bring people back to your house, right? It's money. That's the one thing you're supposed to send out there that bring people back. We know that we always tell our kids, don't bring your dirty friends over here. But when it comes to money, right, we want that to bring friends back. Bring all of them over here. All right? That's what we're looking for. Right? So, y'all, I think that this is amazing. So let's do this, y'all. Let's do this. I want to make sure that people can understand like exactly how to get with you guys, because you guys, your mentor, he was supposed to be on, but he couldn't be on tonight. But we do understand that through him is how you guys became, you know, as you know, proficient as you guys are in it, which means that person has a great way of teaching. because the way you guys have been breaking it down, you guys, I can say, have a great way of teaching too. So people need to learn from y'all. It'd be a great way for us to get this started. So help me to help these people be able to get in contact with me if they need it.
Just visit our website.
That's it. Go to the website.
Futuresandcommodities101.com. Yes, everything that you need is on the futuresandcommodities101.com website. Absolutely.
You can Future connect and with commodities
101.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've made it very simple for people to connect with us.
There it is. And I think it's important. I hope all the people that is watching tonight, all the people that will watch the playback, I hope you guys really, visit the website, learn more about what they have going on, and then really jump on the call if you can on Sunday. I think you said Sunday evenings at 7 p.m., right?
Eastern Standard Time, yes, sir.
All right, Eastern Standard Time. So, listen, y'all jump on the call. I'm going to be on the call, too. All right? So we all going to get out here and try to learn what we can learn. And then, look, let's try to move this thing around because they do have a book. Right. Commodities and Futures and Commodities 101. Right. And so we want to make sure we move that around because the information is vital. Whenever we think about generational wealth or when we think about just the things in life that keeps us out of this routine thing, man, investing in things that you may not know about, but you use every single day, it'll change your mindset and it'll change the way you think about the things that are in, even in your house, right? Whenever you spending your money, it'll make you think now, like when you go and you look at bananas, you're going to be like, oh, yep. Cause I invested in this whole batch, you know, or whatever. Like, I'm just saying, like, this changes things, right? Whenever people can learn about how the world moves around. And that's the thing. That's why I was saying about the whole thing about the tariff thing that is going on. It's about industry. It's about the way things, we're talking about textiles. We're talking about all of these different things that people don't pay attention to. They're scared based on what the news is saying versus understanding what the business people are talking about. It's one, follow the money. That's the best thing that we can do, like follow the money, because if we understand what he's talking about, now based on what you guys are saying, now we can understand what this really means and how this we can use this as a means to move forward in life and get off that hamster wheel. I think that's the number one thing that people are stuck on, whether it don't have to be nothing else, but they stuck on that hamster wheel.
You know, one of the things that intrigues me the most about this business, that draws me the most to it, is the fact that I've been taught by our mentors to be able to look at a chart and know what's going on in the marketplace around the entire world.
Wow.
By the time the news tells us about it, it's too late.
Wow.
It's been happened.
Wow.
And that's the beauty of this class, is you're on the front end of understanding how the market is completely functioning practically before anyone else by just learning how to read the charts the way that we're taught in our classes to read the charts. And it's very, very simple. It's nothing complicated and intricate and involved. It's very simplistic. It's very fundamental, basic knowledge base, but you can still be able to trade and retain profits by getting that knowledge base. And that's the knowledge, that's the power that we need in order to be confident in this marketplace. And one of the things you also said earlier, before we came on, was about controlling our emotions, because we have a set of rules that we teach everyone, you know, in our classes. And these rules are what govern how we become profitable in the marketplace. And so one of the more important rules is to control our emotions. And that's one of the more difficult things to do when you start to trade. And that's why we trade in simulated trading or paper trading, because you have to learn to control your emotions before you put live money into the marketplace. because you cannot trade on raw emotions. You will just give your money to the marketplace. And so those are, we have rules that are set forth in our classes.
Right.
And we are all encouraged to follow those rules to become more and more profitable traders.
Yeah, that's the facts right there. Being able to follow the rules. And I think if we all can have the mindset of it's okay to, you know, sometimes dumb down and humble yourself in order to follow. And I think that's the key, right? Like when people have gone somewhere before you. And that's amazing. So, yeah, I think for all y'all that's watching, I really want y'all to really get this down. Like, you know, try to join that call. You know, go to the website, futuresandcommodities101.com, right? Go to the website, sign up, and, you know, click on Telegram, right? You said the Telegram app? For yes. Those people that don't want another app on your phone, I get it. But this one might be, you know, one that you might want to add and get rid of something that you're not really using so you guys can be a part of this because things are going to change, y'all. This new administration is in the building. The old one is out. The new one is in. The way that this country is ran, it's ran as a corporation. There's no need for us to be out in our feelings about that. It's the truth. The United States of America is a corporation. For those of us that are in here, we're moved around as commodities as well, too. You know, our birth certificates on the stock exchange. We are also pretty much being moved around and being made money on ourselves. I hope y'all know that. It's a lot of different ways they're making money off of us as people. So it's good for us to learn how to, you know, take some of that back or at least learn how to not just let a person use you without you using yourself, right? At least use yourself. I think that's the most important thing that you could get out of this information that we gave today is that, you know, if you could believe in yourself enough to be open to learn from other people and not feel like you know it all and don't look at your age and look at, you know, all these other things as factors of saying why you can't do something. Yo, we could get it done. So before we go, y'all, I want y'all, you know, any last words you want to leave the audience with, because I'm excited. I don't want it to be Sunday already because I don't want to wish my life away, but I'm looking forward to Sunday. Y'all, any last words you guys want to leave the audience with before we get out of here?
Yeah, for me, I always like to say to the listening audience, your past does not dictate your future. And there's always more. And remain open for the more. A lot of times we've tried things, it didn't work out. And so we're shy about trying the next thing. But there's always more. And be open for the more. And this is an open invitation for everyone that's listening, because I was invited into this sphere and this arena of learning. And so the invitation is there for you also. And consider a personal invitation from Barbara and myself to come into the more.
Facts. What about you, Barb?
I just want everybody to keep an open mind. In the Bible, Ecclesiastes 11:1, it says, ship your grains, invest in many ventures, 7, even 8, not knowing the disaster that may come upon the earth. So that lets you know it's okay to do more than one thing. You can do that very thing in this market, invest in however many markets you want to invest in and grow and build a business and leave generational wealth, a legacy. This market will do that for you.
So look, I think, you know, like I said, to all of y'all that's watching, I definitely appreciate y'all for watching. If y'all's watching this for our first time on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and hit the notification button so you'll know when we go on live. We go live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? But I would like to say that I'm very appreciative of you ladies coming on for real, because like I said, very seldom do people give out information. You know, they gatekeep. You know, they keep it to themselves as long as it's working, because for some people, the scarcity mindset is something that they've had to live with all their life. And that's one of the hardest things for people to get over, depending on how you grew up, right? Having to keep so much because it's not enough of something. And, you know, with this information and people find a way to get more, sometimes they keep that information to themselves, right? Because they don't want nobody else to come in. They think they're going to take what's theirs. And you ladies have said it tonight. Both of you guys have said it. Look, it's so much out there. Trust me. It's enough out there for everybody. And these particular markets would not survive without the liquidity that comes from people who will understand that it's enough for everybody, not from the people who want to keep it to themselves. So, yeah, thank y'all so much for being willing to give the people the information, right? And have them have an opportunity or a mindset to try something new, to get off the hamster wheel, to think about somebody more than themselves. Or even if you're thinking about yourself, think about yourself for tomorrow, not today, right? And I think this would be a great way for people to try to learn something outside of the things that they've been taught normally in order to change their life, right?
You know, anybody could do this. You know, our youngest students are 10. They were 10 years old when they learned how to trade, and the oldest is 80. So anybody, we teach this in a simplistic way. Dr. Melba and myself, we put this manual together that a child could learn how to do this. It's been proven in our group through our mentor, Delvin. You know, it's been proven. So, you know, don't be afraid. Jump out there. Come on the call with us. We're a community that love helping each other, and we want everybody to learn what we're giving away information. We want everybody to learn what we've learned. We're not keeping it a secret at all.
Facts.
The secret is out.
Secret is out. The cat out the bag, so to speak, right? All the way out, right? Well, listen, you know, I was excited about the conversation. I know a lot of people got information tonight, and hopefully they've been motivated, right, to think, to really go on futuresandcommodities101.com, sign up for the call, get on that call on Sunday at 7 p.m., learn about this market, learn a bit more. Is it every Sunday that you guys do the call?
Every Sunday.
Okay, bet. So, you know, make it a habit or a routine that every Sunday that you're available to jump on this call, and y'all keep moving. And the good thing about it, to all y'all that's watching, you guys get to do the paper trading first. So you get to learn how to trade without using real money in order for you to do it. Now, don't get excited because you're making a little bit of money with the fake money and jump right out there with the real, unless you really know what you're doing. But what we're saying is, you know, learn it as much as possible, man. Take your time, learn it, because once you learn it and you know it, you should be able to make profit from that point on, is what I'm getting from the ladies, right?
Absolutely. You've learned so much tonight, Rasheed.
I did. I pay attention. Listen, I pay attention. And I let people talk, right? That's the thing. You gotta allow people to get through their thoughts and not cut them off and not always have a bunch of questions to ask them, because sometimes people will tell you the answer before you get there. I believe in, you know, how the spirit works. And I believe in... you know, if you allow the spirit to work, you'll get exactly what you need, right? And so many of us get caught up in what we want, and what we want ain't what we need all the time. You know what I'm saying? Word. But to all y'all that's watching, thank y'all so much for joining, all right? You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate y'all. For all the people that drop comments, thank y'all so much. I definitely appreciate y'all. I see all the reactions and everything. Definitely appreciate y'all. And to those of y'all that's going to watch the playback, thank y'all so much for always joining in and checking your boy out each and every week or each and every day as you consume your content out here, man, to get this information that's being brung. So what I need y'all to do is do the same thing that y'all do each and every week. I want y'all to stay fly out there and stay out of trouble. And remember, April 5th is not our day. Stay inside. Stay somewhere. Mind your business, right? Try to figure out about futures and commodities. commodities. Get out here on YouTube, learn a few things. I'm not saying let them mentor you, but I'm saying learn as much as you can. Have an open mind. Get on this call, because what we got to do is change our future. There's nobody out there going to do it for us. And the one thing that people are out there doing is they're wasting time destroying property or things for people who already got this information. Right. So we need to get this information, and we need to be the ones that understand the difference between what this cobalt that's going in these batteries and all this other stuff for these electric cars or all this other stuff that people are doing. Like, let's learn it. Let's figure it out, and let's change our future, y'all. Word up. All right. So y'all know what to do. Until next week, y'all hold it down out there. Remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, y'all. Peace.